Hello, Bill Nation, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God, your house, to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. The word is nigh thee, it is in your heart and your mouth. It is a word of faith which I preach. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I refer you to my Facebook links, linking messages about my praying for America from 2003 and 2004, where God sent me and six others to all 48 states of the mainland on charter plane from McKinney Regional Airport and back. We would pray 3 hours in whatever place God sent us. It's all recorded very clearly, and I'm told it is now on connection, or can be. It is now linked to from my Facebook to these articles. Well, it was an experience in 2003. 2004, how the Lord sent me to pray in all 48 states of the mainland. I did not understand at the time. I just simply obeyed the Spirit of God. Blue charter cost lots of money to do what God had me do. He paid for every charter flight in advance. Thank God. You can read about it. Amen. Read about it. Began in 2003, maybe July. It's written there. I'm not sure, but I think July. And the rest of 2003 was not easy. It was not pretty. It was difficult, very difficult. I did not know that people that were very close to me in the spirit denied me and betrayed me and went away from me and joined others. Women to men in adulterous affairs. I was not aware of any of them when they happened, but their sins were laid upon me. Covetous people getting involved in covetous things walked closely with me, and their covetousness was laid upon me. Their sins was unreal. What the devil laid upon me. Beginning in 2003, I heard, I know about one situation where a woman was involved with adultery, and adultery with a man, sat on her porch step and cried, begging him not to leave her. And of course he didn't. They continued in their adulterous affairs for 3 more years, laying all of their sins upon me. My God, I couldn't believe it. Oh, I can tell you, one adulterous, covetous, pardon me, situation about men and women after another that walked with me. I can tell you about people that were got pregnant, women, and I married them, more than one, several over the years. Amen. God was with me. These covetous people in these situations where the woman was pregnant and the man, woman, was living together, committing adultery and attending my services all over America. Unreal. Thank God that God was with me. Amen. From California to Indiana. Thank God. Thank God. Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Milwaukee. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Indiana. South Bend. Amen. Nashville. Tennessee. Thank God. Amen. Amen. But, oh, Tulsa, Joplin, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston. If I didn't see them. It's ridiculous. Their sins, they laid upon me. But they wanted to follow the devil's lust. That's what they did. Amen. But God was with me, sustaining me, help me up. Thank God. I'm still here. Thank God I'm married. What a beautiful evening. Plano, Texas. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we bought in prayer. Bought in prayer. You can read on my Facebook links to our prayer where we went, but we bought greatly in prayer. Once in October 2005, God had me praying, biting in the spirit, and what a water of life. People was pregnant, and God had me in prayer, biting the anointing of God, destroying that pregnancy in that woman's uterus, to not bring my ministry to the ground. That didn't just happen once. That happened two times. Thank God. Oh, the devil was wicked. Was he ever wicked, coming to destroy my ministry? John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but lie, steal, and destroy. But I have come that life, you might have life, and have it more abundantly. Amen. That's John 10:10. The wolf came to scatter my sheep. But God showed me who the wolf was. Even showed me the wolf with wolf hairs on his nose. Yeah, I know who you are. I know your name. I know where you live. Thank God. Amen. Bless the Lord. God had me obey him to pray in all 48 states of the mainland, because he knew a government was coming to America, being elected in 08 and taken office in 09 that wanted to destroy America. Well, but you can't destroy the church of the living God. God had me stand up to this wicked spirit. You can read it in Daniel 11, verse 20 through 28. Thank God I stood against all of this. Oh, heartbreaking, yes. What people that said they loved me did to me, betraying me. Thank God. But God sustained me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, I have brought forth enough information pointing to link messages on my website. I'm going to close this now. Thank God. And this is all I want to say from my office in Plano, Texas, in my house. Good night. God bless. See you next time. Doyle Davidson, Apostle of Jesus Christ. Good night.